USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
German military officials in Kabul, Afghanistan are reporting a deadly firefight broke out at the airport on Monday between Western security forces and Afghan guards. The incident at the north gate of the airport involved German and U.S. security forces. The statement from the German military did not say whether the guard killed at the airport was a Taliban fighter. Biden is scheduled to watch a virtual G6 leaders meeting on Tuesday to discuss Afghanistan. President Biden on Sunday said the evacuation crisis in Afghanistan could extend beyond August 31st. At least 21 people were killed and some 20 others missing after severe flash floods swept through Humphreys County in Middle Tennessee over the weekend. Up north, the system named Henri is drenching the northeast with rain Monday. Henri, which made landfall as a tropical storm Sunday afternoon in Rhode Island, moved northwest through Connecticut. It has flooded areas as far as New Jersey before drenching northeastern Pennsylvania. USA Radio News.
Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans are now tuning in to Newsmax TV. It's one of the biggest media stories. Newsmax is available on all major cable systems. And if you cut the cord and don't get cable, you can still get Newsmax. Find it on your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, and more. Just go to your smart TV channel guide or download the free Newsmax app. Newsmax also streams free on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, or TiVo. And 7 million people have the Newsmax app on their smartphone. It takes seconds to download it on your phone, and there's no paywall or subscription. So watch Newsmax for breaking news anytime, anywhere. President Trump says Newsmax is really good, and Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Find out why tens of millions of Americans are watching Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for breaking news. It's a source you can trust. Newsmax is real news for real people.
President Biden continues to be the recipient of harsh criticism on his exit debacle in Afghanistan as tens of thousands of American lives are at risk. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Former British Prime Minister Tony Blair has harshly criticized the Biden administration's pullout of U.S. troops from Afghanistan. In an online article, Blair called the withdrawal tragic, dangerous, and unnecessary. Blair's voice adding to the criticism from American allies over the decision to pull out and the subsequent Taliban takeover of the country. Former Director of National Intelligence John Ratcliffe tells Fox News that the current chaos in Afghanistan is damaging America's reputation with its international partners.
For our allies, it's as harmful and hurtful as it is for Americans to watch this because they stood by us. Some of the harshest criticism has come from our allies. British Parliament members said that what Joe Biden did was cowardly and shameful, and Angela Merkel's likely successor is Chancellor said this was the biggest debacle since NATO had been formed. So these are our friends saying this.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The humanitarian crisis created by open border policies at the U.S.-Mexico border, violent crime on the rise throughout American cities, inflation hurting American families with much higher food and gas prices, President Biden's leadership is now being called into question. Kentucky Congressman Republican James Comer is telling Fox News that history will not be kind to President Biden and his Afghanistan withdrawal crisis.
Well, we certainly can't remove all the troops until every American and all of our allies who we want out of Afghanistan are out of Afghanistan. And I think history will show it's the right decision to remove the troops from Afghanistan. However, you remove your citizens before you remove the troops. I mean, it's unimaginable that Joe Biden thinks he made the right decision evacuating the troops, and then, okay, let's have all of our American citizens, anyone else who we promised refuge, to come on out now. I mean, that is the worst plan in the history of America. History will not be kind to Joe Biden on this decision and a lot of other decisions, but specifically with respect to Afghanistan. It's a terrible move. We're not even talking about the billions of dollars of American ammunition and weaponry that are now in the hands of the Taliban. This is the worst executed plan from a military standpoint in the history of America.
The president will be on a TV conference call Tuesday with G7 members to talk Afghanistan. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.